Welcome to the Are You Menstrual podcast, where we dive deep into all things women's health to support you on your healing journey. I'm Amanda Montalbo, functional and integrative dietitian, also known as the Hormone Healing RD. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to keep learning, check out the podcast Patreon, where I share a bonus episode with additional downloadable resources each week. You can go to patreon.com/hormonehealingRD or check out the link in the show notes. In this episode, I am covering how to use hair tissue mineral analysis or HTMA to assess your stress. And this is, I talked about this in the previous episode. If you listen to the thyroid episode, yay. I think it's so cool to use HTMA to give you a bigger picture of what's going on with thyroid. But I talked about stress a lot and I said, make sure you listen to the stress episode if you have thyroid concerns. It's important for everyone, but especially that. And I love it for assessing thyroid health. I think one of the most valuable parts of the HTMA is how we can assess our stress. You can understand what stage of stress you're in and why you may or may not be handling stress well. For most people, I would say it's a pretty big eye-opener and something that can finally lead to confronting your stress and making lifestyle changes. I know I felt like called out by my hair test, the first one I ever took, and many, many after that. And that's a lot of the times like why I'll do it. I like seeing data. I'm definitely one of those kind of people. Longer I've gone on my healing journey, I don't need to see it as much. I think that's just like a part of trusting your body, but it was really helpful for me in the beginning and seeing like, oh my gosh, your metabolism is super slow. My copper was super high. Calcium was super high. I looked incredibly stressed, but sluggish, which is exactly how I felt. So it was good to see. I've also had tests after that were like fast four, super low minerals, very eye-opening things. And not that we need to have a test to, you know, make changes, but I do think it can be helpful for a lot of people, especially for those that are like, I don't feel like I'm stressed because they're just so used to living in that mode. It can be really helpful. So if you are interested in like the thyroid stuff, definitely check out that previous episode. But I think that everyone can benefit from understanding how they can assess their stress on an HTMA. So before we dive right into the stress piece, just want to remind you, this episode is for informational purposes only. Please talk with your healthcare provider before you make any changes. I hope you enjoy nerding out, but you know, I don't know you. I'm not your dietitian. So make sure you chat with someone that knows your health history before you make any changes. When we dig into stress on a hair test, I think it's important to know what stress is. So Dr. Hans Selye is a pioneer in stress research. I mean, if you do any Googling, it's well worth your time to learn more about him and the work that he's done. But he talks about how stress within the body is just, it's this non-specific response. And that's what allows the body to adapt to its environment, to maintain that balance. Because our body's always trying to keep us safe and it's always trying to stay within balance. So basically, stress is what allows our bodies to adapt to our environment, right? Not all stress is bad. I want to start this episode saying that. In fact, I think it's beneficial for us to experience some stress. It's just more that when we're in that chronically stressed state from all angles, mental, emotional, physical, nutritional, environmental, it adds up. And then that's when it leads to dysfunction in the body. There are a few different markers that we're going to look at when we're assessing our stress response. But first, I think it's helpful just to do like a quick look at your test. So just overall, when we're looking at a hair tissue mineral analysis, and I'm going to share my screen. So I know if you are not watching this on YouTube, this could be annoying, but I will describe it as well. But basically, you can see this little purple chart here, and I'll zoom in a bunch because I know it's probably small. So we've got, this is the main chart on a hair tissue mineral analysis test. So it's measuring all the main minerals, and then it's got colors. So the darker purple section on the outsides, that means either high or low, depending on where the mineral bar is located. The white boxes are optimal, and that little line in the middle is optimal. So ideally, most of our minerals are within these white boxes for the most part. Sometimes, I don't think we need to strive for a perfect HTMA because, again, it's showing your stress response. So if you have a lot of stress going on in your life, you would want your hair test to reflect that. You wouldn't want to look like you have no stress. You know, like you'd want to have a healthy stress response. It's more just that when we have like this test, for example, has really high calcium, magnesium, that's a sign of like more long-term type chronic stress. And if there were like the low levels of copper, that could be a sign of an imbalance. But overall, we're just trying to look at, are most of the minerals in line? No. Okay. If we have high levels, that's typically going to be telling us that we are more stressed and the body's using up those minerals. Not always. Sometimes it's telling us that we have too much of a mineral. So like if we're taking a calcium supplement or a vitamin D supplement, that could drive up calcium. But we could have a calcium loss if we don't have enough magnesium. So you always want to like kind of compare to your other minerals. And I teach all this inside my course. There's no way to go through this in a podcast episode. But we can just see like, okay, so we have high calcium, magnesium. This person is definitely stressed. Magnesium is burned up and used during that stress response. Their potassium's a little bit high, showing a little bit of loss, but it's still within that optimal range, so not concerning. Iron's a little high, so I would definitely want to dig into like their health history. Are they taking iron? Are they low in iron on their blood work? And maybe it's showing a little bit of a high level on their hair test. Chromium's a little high, which can be a sign of inflammation, very common when iron's high, things like that. So overall, quick take, we would see this person has two minerals that are way, way above the optimal line. So we're like, okay, that person's definitely stressed, like currently stressed. So when we see low mineral levels, it's like this test, we can see almost all of the minerals are below the optimal and even the mildly depleted light purple. Most of them are in that dark purple. And so that's telling us the cobalt is so low that they couldn't even read it. That's the two little arrows mean. So this is telling us that this person is depleted. They're likely a fast metabolic type. And so it's like current stress, but pretty soon if they keep going the way that they're currently going, as far as like lifestyle stress, nutrition, whatever is driving these depleted minerals, then eventually they're going to get so depleted that they will be in that exhaustive stage of stress. So lower deficient minerals, that's going to be more of a sign to that we're like already towards that exhaustive stage of stress. Higher levels of minerals, we're using them up right now, depending on the mineral, that's going to be more of a sign of like this person is actively stressed. So I think that is a helpful, quick, easy way to first start assessing your stress on a hair test, is to just do a quick take. Are they really high? Are they pretty balanced or are they very low? We will talk about the stages of stress next, but I think that can just be helpful, especially if you haven't really looked at many hair tests. Maybe it's your first time doing it. Then it's like, okay, I have some idea that like I'm definitely pretty stressed right now, or I'm much more depleted than maybe you thought. So definitely do a quick scan, very helpful. As far as the stages of stress go on a hair test, that first stage of stress we can see, this is called the alarm stage. And this is known as fight or flight. So this is when our adrenal glands are activating, they're releasing cortisol and adrenaline. They're raising our tissue sodium levels because their hormone aldosterone increases, and that increases our retention of sodium so that we can respond to the stressors, fuels our adrenals. And when we have higher sodium than potassium on a hair test, then that's typically a sign that you're in that alarm stage. So you'd want to compare sodium and potassium and look, is sodium way higher than potassium? Okay, then I'm probably in this alarm stage of stress. The second stage of stress is a resistance stage. So this is like once we're past the alarm stage, we've had the initial stressor for a little while. Now the body is trying to match that high sodium alarm stress response and handle the stressor. Remember that from the beginning, that Hans Selye quote where he's talking about how stress is that specific response within the body. It's our body trying to adapt and continue to stay balanced. That's really what the resistance stage of stress is. Our body is trying to maintain homeostasis, trying to keep us alive, healthy, And that's what we're going to see when potassium is now higher than the sodium, or getting pretty, or matching. It could be the same or higher. Oftentimes I'll see it a little bit higher than sodium. So if sodium's high and then potassium's also high or even higher, then that shows that, hey, you've been in this alarm stage for a while. Your body's actually trying to resist and maintain that stress. And this is, you know, this is, sometimes people might be symptomatic in this stage, but oftentimes they just feel fine or they don't know that they're stressed because they've been hanging out here for so long. And then finally, from here, that third stage of stress is exhaustion. So when that, basically, when we are hanging on in that resistance stage, we can only handle though, like that stage of stress for so long, right? Our bodies can't continue to pump out cortisol. Eventually things are going to get depleted. Cortisol is also part of a feedback loop of hormones and systems in the body with our hypothalamus, our pituitary, our adrenal glands, and even impacts our thyroid. Thyroid can impact the adrenals and cortisol production. So it all works together. And that's when eventually, like, when we've been in that stage for too long, something's going to break. I often feel like thyroid is one of the first things to really go, because if you don't have adequate thyroid function, then you're going to stop clearing that cortisol out. And then you're going to just have really high levels of cortisol. Your brain's going to think, oh, I have plenty of cortisol, so I don't need to continue to make more, because it's a feedback loop. And basically that feedback loop gets disrupted. I have compiled all of my favorite and I think best to get started with mineral resources in one place, and that is my Minerals 101 guide. This is a free guide that I will share my screen for those that are watching the video version of this podcast and go through with you quickly now. So I basically wanted a place where, like, if someone's new to my podcast, my Instagram, and you're like, wow, she mentions minerals a lot, and I, you know, I can go off on tangents and talk about how they're so important for different things. I wanted a place where you could just download this quick guide and get right into, okay, what are minerals? How do they affect our hormones? How do they get depleted in the first place? How can we test them? And then I have additional learning and resources depending on the topics that you want to get into. But I think this is definitely the best way to get started with all my content that I share, especially if you're brand new here and you're like, I don't even know where to get started with minerals. Start here. And I promise you won't be confused and you'll know what are the next steps to take. And if you have specific health concerns, you'll see at the very end of the guide here, I go through, okay, so if you want to take our mineral quiz, if you have thyroid health concerns, if you have period concerns, if you just want to hear from me on a regular basis, here's my newsletter. So I tried to put everything in one place. I also have mineral deep dive podcast episodes that I link to if you want to get into specific minerals as well. But I highly recommend downloading the guide. I put a lot of work into it, and I think it's a perfect place to get started. So you can go to the link in the show notes, the Minerals 101 guide, and get started now. So then we start to make less and less cortisol, and then eventually our cortisol levels drop. And what's happening all the while with this, minerals are initially really high, right? You've got that high sodium and potassium. Your body's hanging on. It's using up these minerals. It's trying to fight and maintain balance with this, whatever the different stressors that are causing this change are. And then eventually it's going to get depleted. And this is typically going to show up as a very low ratio of sodium to potassium on your hair test. And it's when potassium is much higher than sodium. So if they're both really high, potassium is just a little higher, I wouldn't consider that exhaustive. But if sodium is lower, potassium is much higher, then that tells us that your body's moving towards that exhaustive stage of stress. And then eventually, of course, you'll have depleted minerals across the board. And you'll typically feel that. Most people, when they get their hair test back and they have very low mineral levels, they're not shocked. They're kind of like, okay, this is kind of what I was expecting, because this really reflects how I feel. So those are the different stages of stress. So you got the alarm, first stage, it's not, again, not bad to be stressed, but it's when we don't come back down, right? Then your potassium increases to match the sodium. That's the second stage of stress. Resistance, your body's trying to resist this stressor and stay in balance. And then we start to see that adrenal activity decrease, normalize. If that would be the healthy response, if the stressors then go away and then go back down, your minerals will be balanced again. If it does not happen and you continue to try to resist, then eventually you're going to move to that exhaustive stage. And you can see all those very clearly on a hair test, which is really cool. And something that I think is helpful to know, like where you're at, especially when you're kind of starting this healing journey. And even just for like expectations, you know, of like, oh, okay, I'm really in that exhaustive stage. I'm much more stressed. I've probably been stressed longer than I thought. Or this is taking a larger toll on my body than I anticipated. So I'm going to give myself more time and space to heal. I think it can be really helpful. So outside of those alarm, the different stages of stress, alarm, resistance, exhaustion, you can look at sodium levels alone, magnesium, and then there are two ratios that I like to look at. So let's talk about stress and sodium first. I talked about this a little bit with the alarm stage of stress, but we do see our nervous system, especially that sympathetic fight or flight nervous system, plays a huge role in how we regulate our sodium levels. So when we're experiencing that stress or we're in that alarm stage, we increase retention of sodium. And it's interesting because when sodium levels are low, our sympathetic nervous system will, that alarm stage, it'll turn on in order to increase our sodium levels. So low sodium can actually be a stressor to the body and keep you in that fight or flight state. But over time, those low levels of sodium are going to weaken our adrenal glands and they can lead to fatigue. So especially if we, you know, low sodium, remember it leads to less cell permeability. So it makes it harder for nutrients to get inside the cell. I feel like I mentioned this every episode somehow. Sodium is very important. Basically, low sodium makes it harder to get nutrients, hormones inside the cell, which then slows down essentially our metabolism. It can lead to insulin resistance, all those very not fun things. So when we see low levels of sodium on a hair test, and that's a sign that the body's not only currently stressed, because that low sodium will lead to a stress response, but it's typically that it's just depleted of important minerals that are going to support a healthy stress response. So low sodium, I would think that, you know, you probably had a lot of stress for a while. Again, that stress could be nutritional. It could be that you're not getting enough from your diet. It could be supplements that you're taking that are causing sodium depletion, like too much magnesium. It could be that you are in this chronic fight or flight state because of chronic mental, emotional, or other physical stressors. It could be your environment. So many things can drive down that sodium. But if sodium levels are low, it's you've been stressed for a while. But also know that they are a current stressor to your body. So we definitely want to replenish. And then, and look, and heavy metals are also definitely a stressor. Then when sodium is high in a hair test, that's more like, okay, I'm currently stressed. Currently I'm making aldosterone and leading to more sodium retention, using up more sodium. So sodium, very important for the stress response, adrenal gland function, but also if we don't have enough, it can lead to adrenal gland depletion because it keeps us in that fight or flight. Magnesium is the other really important one and one that's easy to look at on your hair test as well. When we experience a stressor, our brain gets alerted, sends those signals to our adrenal glands again, releases those stress hormones. And then that activation of that fight or flight nervous system, it actually leads to us excreting magnesium. So stress equals magnesium loss. And this is why on a hair test, you can see very high magnesium, and that signifies that this person is very stressed. When magnesium levels are depleted, similar to sodium, that's a sign that you've probably been stressed for a while and you're moving towards that exhaustive stage of stress. It could also, I mean, obviously there can be many root causes of that. And I can't go through all this in the podcast episode because it'd be extremely long. I do cover all this in the course. But basically, low sodium, low magnesium, you've probably been stressed for a while. You could be missing those nutrients from your diet, but there's many other factors as well. And then higher levels are like you're actively experiencing a stressor, or at least, you know, on a hair test, it's looking at the last few months. So the two ratios that I like to use, the sodium-potassium ratio, this is also known as the vitality ratio. sodium, potassium are very important electrolytes that they're not only representing our adrenals, but also our kidneys, because that's really how we're controlling the sodium and potassium. And our kidneys are so important, especially like, I feel like everyone cares about their adrenal glands when it comes to stress. And I'm like, but if you're chronically stressed, your kidneys have been working hard too. So we should care about our kidneys too. But both of these minerals are very sensitive to the stress response, and you can have a high sodium potassium ratio or a low sodium potassium ratio, and they're both signs of stress within the body. But typically that high ratio, that's a sign of more current stress, whereas that low ratio is more of a sign of that chronic long-term stress. And then for the other ratio that I really like is the sodium magnesium ratio. Because remember, we just talked about how if high levels of sodium magnesium are a sign of current stress, low levels are more depleted. This is also known as the adrenal ratio. So if sodium, you know, that's regulated by our adrenal hormones, kidneys, this is why if we have an elevated sodium magnesium ratio, it's a sign of increased adrenal output. So a high sodium magnesium means that your adrenals are currently working hard. And typically that means that your sodium is going to be higher than your magnesium. And then, magnesium's, we're definitely going to use that up during the stress response. So that high ratio is fast adrenal activity. It's going to show the body's under stress, leading to energy loss. The low ratio is showing that adrenal activity is much slower, because typically due to low mineral resources. Like high is current stressed, low is this person's very depleted and they've probably been stressed for a while. And it's more of like a chronic stress situation. So sodium magnesium ratio, very helpful. Sodium potassium ratio, very helpful. And just looking at those minerals in general on your hair tests and the levels. But I think going through the stages of stress is like the really fun part of a hair test, and understanding like, where am I at? Am I currently stressed? Am I resisting? Or am I really in that exhaustive stage? So hair tissue mineral analysis, HTMA, I think it's great for assessing your stress response. Remember, it does look at the last few months. So it is going to be showing you the last 3 months. So it's not like when you do a urine test for cortisol levels or saliva or blood, that's like a moment in time. Or, you know, if you're doing a urine test, usually it's looking at about 12 hours, depending on the test that you're doing. This is more showing us a broader picture, which is another reason why I love hair testing. The other important part of the picture. So we don't just want to know, okay, I'm super duper stressed, or I've been stressed for a long time, I'm depleted. You have to understand like, where is this coming from, right? That's like the next step you want to take. You don't just want to like, I feel like people are always like, okay, like my adrenals are exhausted. Like how do I support my adrenals? We want to understand, where has the stress come from? So I really like to have people go through their stress journey. I walk you through that in my Master Minerals course, but it's really, we talked about in the case study episodes too. It's basically, they're just going from like birth until now and writing down any like big stressful events. And it's sometimes it's a positive stress, you know, it's not always a negative thing, like your birth, maybe it was vaginal, maybe it was C-section, maybe your mom had like a super traumatic birth and you had trauma the minute you entered this world, you know, maybe you had high stress your whole childhood, you know, maybe there could have been like drug use, alcohol abuse, whatever. Maybe you could have had a really happy childhood, who knows? But I would definitely document, try to put the big things in. I think the transition, sometimes the transition to high school is hard. Sometimes if you go to college, that transition can be difficult. Transition from college to the real world, difficult. Like your first job, getting married, awesome. Oftentimes stressful. Not for everyone, but for a lot of people it can be. We got married in Vegas, very not stressful. So I wouldn't put that on mine, but I have a ton of friends that had they had amazing weddings, but it was like so much stress leading up, you know? So that's something. Divorce, moving could be really positive, but also very difficult, right? Birth, pregnancy, postpartum, pregnancy loss, infertility, health struggles, relationships, family, you know, big things that have happened, like major losses that you've had, pets, stuff like that. Just writing that, putting that on a little timeline and just understanding. A lot of times when people do that, they're like, wow, I didn't realize that like I had this and this happen. And then like, you know, a few months later, all my symptoms started to pop up. So it can be very helpful and healing to get some perspective. It can also just answer some questions as to like, oh, okay, so maybe I did have a bit more going on in that time frame. And then exactly a year later, all this stuff started happening for me. Just something I think can be helpful. The other one is I like to have people do that day in the life exercise inside the course where it's like I have you walk through what your typical day looks like. Again, typically very confronting for people. They may notice I have like no routines or I never go outside or I'm always distracted while I'm eating. Hopefully the goal is that they notice all the things they're doing really well. And they're like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. And then here are the things I'm going to work on. But I think that can be really helpful too, because our past is important for stress. It really is. Everything, even though the hair test is looking at the last few months, everything that's happened in your life is going to affect your nutrient status and your stress response and your nervous system now. So I think that's really important to reiterate. But our day-to-day is something that we have control over right now, which is so important to kind of like take a hold of and better understand how we can optimize that. Like, are you always on the go? Are you always attached to a screen? Do you spend any time outside? Do you get sunlight in your eyes? How we live every day, we have so much more control over that. So even if, you know, I've had clients that have had incredibly stressful lives, like fight or flight, whole childhood, they come to me, they're frozen and depleted and they have a million symptoms, they heal. You know, it doesn't, your past does not define you, but it does contribute. So I think it's important to understand both. And testing is definitely helpful. Obviously, I highlighted a bunch of cool stuff on the hair test in the last couple episodes, but I think what you do with that information is what matters most. So the same thing I talked about the thyroid episode, I said, you know, make sure you listen to the stress one, because a lot of times stress is a huge factor for thyroid dysfunction. And so again, like you can look at all your markers for the thyroid health. You can go through the bonus episode in Patreon and understand like how the hair test versus blood work versus basal body temperature versus symptoms is affecting you and giving you a picture of your thyroid health. But then you have to address the stress piece, because that is such a big part of thyroid function and just our health in general. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode and learning about assessing stress on your hair test. If you want to listen to that thyroid bonus or any other bonus episodes I have, you can go to patreon.com/hormonehealingrd. If you're like, I am ready to do a hair test, then you can check out the link below. That has my Master Your Minerals course linked. That is always in the show notes. It's just hormonehealing.com/master-your-minerals-course. But all that stuff will be linked below. I hope you enjoyed this one and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Are You Menstrual podcast. If you want to support my work, please leave a review and let me know how you like the episode. This lets me know like what you guys want more of, less of. I read every single one and I appreciate them more than you know. If you want to keep learning, you can get access to the bonus episode and additional resources on patreon.com/hormonehealingrd. I'd love to have you in there. Thanks again, and I will see you in the next episode.